Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast and to our Consistency 365 mini-series. I am Elizabeth Benton. A couple weeks ago, I posted on social media. I think I confused a lot of people, but the point remains. I posted the definition of a word, projection, and a lot of people were like, I didn't even know that was a word. And I was like, that's kind of the point. I think I sort of created this definition. Maybe I didn't. Maybe it's really there. I don't think I own a dictionary to check, though. I could Google it. Anyway, prejection, like rejection, but P-R-E instead of just R-E, prejection. And I said about this, I defined it as the act or process of prematurely rejecting a solution or a step toward improvement because you're focused more on the problems than the possibilities. Prejection, like prematurely rejecting. You're prematurely rejecting a solution or a step in the right direction because you're more focused on the problem. And I shared that this happens all the time. And I think a lot of times people don't even realize they're doing it when I say, well, why do you think that this is a problem? Or do you think you could try XYZ? And instead of addressing whether or not they think they could try XYZ, they instead go back to justifying the problem. People see the problem so big and so large that they often can't get past it to see the solution. They want to justify their problem or their circumstances more than they want to change it. They want to be right in feeling stuck more than they want to be free. And I had this exchange after I posted that, and somebody messaged me and said something along the lines of like, hey, this is me. I'm so stuck. And I said, why are you stuck? And she said, well, you just keep doing the same thing over and over. And I said, okay, but why is that stuck? That's not stuck. That's just a choice you're continuing to make. But there's nothing about this that has you stuck. There's nothing about this that is keeping you there. There's nothing about this that prevents you from choosing differently today. Nothing. But you're so convinced, you're so sold on the problem that you can't see the solution. Somebody else messaged me and said, you know, I think that I do this sometimes, that I see the problem more than I see a solution, and I'd ask for help, but like I don't want to bother you. And I said, well, why would you assume it bothers me? And she said, well, not you specifically. That's more of a general thing. Okay, but you're not addressing the solution. You're just further explaining the problem. It really doesn't matter if it's a general thing or a specific thing. I'm asking to move you towards the solution, why you think it's a bother. So I really want you to think about where you are locked into justifying the problem or substantiating and validating what you feel is in your way to the extent that you can't see the solution. Do you want to be right in your belief that you're limited more than you want to change? Or do you want to change more than you want to be right about being limited? Do you want to be understood in your assertion that something is hard? Or do you want to change? Sometimes you have to be willing to say, I don't need to be validated in this or justified in this. I don't have to prove to you that this thing is in my way, because in doing so, I'm saying no to the solution. Want to change more than you want to be right about being stuck or impeded. I'll see you tomorrow.